Listen to this news. Nigeria seeks global cocoa revival with trade and climate strategy. Speaking at the International Cocoa and Chocolate Forum 2026 in London, he said the government is leveraging AFCFTA to expand market access in the global cocoa market and engaging major trade partners. Nigeria has intensified efforts to reassert itself among the world's leading cocoa producers, positioning the crop as a catalyst for job creation, export growth, and long-term economic diversification, officials said. Speaking in London at the International Cocoa and Chocolate Forum 2026, Abubakar Kyari, Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, outlined a strategy centered on trade expansion, climate compliance, and value chain development. The forum, themed Reclaiming Value, Shaping Rules, Nigeria's Vision for Cocoa Sovereignty, brought together policymakers, investors, and industry stakeholders from across global cocoa and chocolate markets. Kyari said Nigeria's renewed push is anchored in its natural advantages, including fertile soils, favorable agro-ecological zones, and a long-established cocoa farming tradition. He added that the administration of President Bola Tinubu views cocoa as a strategic commodity capable of strengthening food security, revitalizing rural economies, and deepening non-oil exports. From a trade perspective, Kyari said the government is leveraging the African Continental Free Trade Area to improve market access and competitiveness. According to a statement issued by the ministry's head of information department, Ezeiye Kemefuna, Nigeria has gazetted its provisional schedule of tariff concessions and is advancing AFCFTA implementation, which is projected to increase intra-African trade by 53.3% by 2026. He added that Nigeria is also engaging with global partners, including the European Union and the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, to safeguard trade sovereignty and expand export opportunities for Nigerian cocoa. A central pillar of the strategy is sustainability compliance, particularly alignment with the European Union deforestation regulation, which has become a key market requirement for cocoa exporters. Kyari said Nigeria has enacted a Climate Change Act, established a national task force on EUDR compliance, and developed a national cocoa development plan aimed at modernizing production and strengthening the value chain. He said the government intends to convert regulatory compliance into a competitive advantage through public-private partnerships, geospatial mapping, and innovative financing mechanisms. These measures, he said, are designed to improve traceability, promote carbon-smart cocoa production, and attract responsible foreign investment. Nigeria is committed to reclaiming its rightful position among the world's top cocoa-producing countries through sustainable practices, value chain development, and expanded trade, Kyari said. By complying with global climate and deforestation standards, we intend to turn sustainability into a competitive advantage for Nigerian cocoa, he added. Kyari also emphasized youth inclusion and climate resilience as integral to the strategy, noting ongoing efforts to promote climate-smart agriculture, expand access to finance, and strengthen market linkages to improve farmer livelihoods. He described the forum as a critical platform for partnership and dialogue, praising its role in fostering cultural exchange and economic collaboration across Africa. Aerospace and defense. Turkey targets higher defense and aerospace exports.